The National Park Service has two top-level jobs open in Alaska right now, both Katmai National Park and Reserve out of King Salmon and the Western Arctic National Parklands in Kotzebue are hiring for new superintendents. And as KDLG's Hannah Colton reports, the Park Service is pushing for more Alaska Natives and locals to apply for those positions.
When Adrian Fleek joined the National Park Service as the Alaska Native Affairs Liaison a year ago, she and some colleagues decided to take a hard look at the demographics of who the Park Service employs.
So we gathered some statistics. You know, 20% of the population of Alaska is American Indian or Alaska Native, and yet at the National Park Service, we only employ about 4% of that group. So we're very underrepresented.
Fleek says higher-ups within the Park Service are recognizing the value in hiring homegrown land managers rather than people who come from outside the state. That's due in part to people like Jeanette Kolsch. She's a Nome native who a few years ago became superintendent of the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. Fleek says Kolsch's familial and cultural ties in the region allowed her to become more effective more quickly.
She has an ability to connect with the tribes in the area and local constituents. People understand they can trust her. And she also understands that the tribes in the community have that government-to-government relationship. And so I've seen that she's been able to do a high level of consultation on any land management issue. So it's a really big success story, I think, of getting that local involvement.
Fleek hopes that high-level employees like Kolsch will in turn inspire more locals and Alaska Natives to apply to jobs at all levels of the Park Service. But she realizes there are many barriers, including an application with job requirements that might seem intimidating. Her advice to local applicants? Fleek says go ahead and brag about any and all experience that shows your management abilities.
If you didn't have the exact experience they're describing, you may have had something really similar, like maybe you haven't done law enforcement planning, but you've done subsistence resource planning, some very similar efforts. So go ahead and put that into your comprehensive resume, which it's very different than the private sector, where you're supposed to be brief and have one or two pages of a resume. And in the U.S. government, it's supposed to be as comprehensive as possible.
The deadline to apply for the head positions at Katmai and Western Arctic is Thursday, June 23rd. You can find those applications at usajobs.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.